Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Not too long ago, you could walk in the common areas of Bayshore Mall with your family. In the early morning, you could mall walk with your friends and enjoy a quiet cup of coffee in the food court. It was a comfortable place to be. Now you can't even park your car in the parking lot without the fear that it would be broken into. Once you leave a store, you might likely run the gauntlet of panhandlers asking you everything from food to cash to beer. I get frustrated when there appears to be no solution to a problem that now has to become Eureka's permanent stuck in Groundhog Day. I'm mandated to live with laws and regulations like local water rationing that make no common sense, yet others can live outside the behavioral norms without respecting other people's rights. When the rules seem only to apply to taxpayers, employers, or law-abiding citizens, my frustration magnifies when there's no practical solution to fix a dying community of limited opportunity. Instead, community leadership talks about studies, hires a consultant, and then does more talking and more studying. The other day, as I was walking in the central corridor of the mall, I was approached by a scruffy panhandler demanding that I hand over $2 so he could buy a hamburger. I promptly said no. The miscreant grumbled, offered the one-finger salute, and walked away. More and more, the panhandling and the endless parade of wanderers seems to multiply one order of magnitude every day. These people operate outside the law and without the respect for our community and the people who pay the bills. Take a head count as you drive down Broadway or 4th or 5th. Hard to attract new families or encourage new businesses when there's an atmosphere of easy living, good climate, and entitlements aplenty if you're homeless. Quite frankly, I don't stop at places where I have to contend with cardboard-carrying wanderers. One only has to listen to the nightly news or read the local newspapers to get an insight into what's going on in this community. If the news leads don't incane at least 3 stories about robberies, assaults, or fires, then you can conclude it's been a good day. When you look at the root cause of these problems, you quickly get the drugs as a bottom line. The cause goes back to the myth that the homeless people are victims and need to be gently cared for. Most of these people make their own choices. Their welfare is not my priority. Whether it's the catch and release executive directors that opened the jail doors, the state's legislative actions like Assembly Bill 718 that allows people to sleep in their vehicles in public places in spite of community ordinances, or changing some felonies to misdemeanors to free jail space, our community has become a well-known assembly point for freeloaders. There are no exceptions, even if you're the most liberal progressive. Dealing with this current state of uneasy, frustrated community living has forced many of us to become very suspicious of everything. If you're not frustrated about this community problem, consider yourself lucky. Your medication is working. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.